Today, I'm talking about productivity tips for part-time entrepreneurs.
Welcome to The Productivity Show, the show that gets you where you want to be fast. Smash your goals and achieve more with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and become a Jedi Master of Productivity. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
What's up, everyone? It's Paul here. Thank you very much for tuning into today's episode of The Productivity Show. It is a beautiful morning here in sunny Auckland, New Zealand. It's actually getting into winter at the moment, but it is a stunning morning. It's a Saturday morning. I've got a coffee, and it's an awesome time to shoot today's podcast. So I'm super excited to get stuck into today's show, and thank you for tuning in. Now then, today I want to talk about something that's really important to me, and I'm sure it is to many of you as well, which is productivity tips for part-time entrepreneurs. This is really important to me because, as I'm sure many of you are doing as well, I'm actually working a full-time job while I'm trying to build my website and trying to build a business. And it's really tough. If you're in the same boat, you will know that when you're a part-time entrepreneur or a side hustler or whatever you want to call it, it's really tough because you're juggling all these balls, all these different responsibilities at once. Obviously, you have your day job, which is really important. You've got your side business that you're trying to grow, but you've also got other commitments. Maybe you've got a wife, maybe you've got kids or friends, other responsibilities, other projects that you're undertaking as well, maybe community projects and things like that. And juggling all of these balls at once can be a real challenge. And so finding time or making time to actually work on your side business can be a real challenge when you have so many things on the go at once. So today I want to give you some productivity tips for all of you part-time entrepreneurs out there. And this is all based on first-hand experience. These are the things that I found have worked really well for me. And I'm constantly sort of refining my routine, refining how I do things, refining my system so that I can be more productive and so that I can be more effective when I am actually sitting down to work on my business. Now, before we get into today's show, you'll be able to go over to paulminers.com/5 for all of the show notes. I've written a very detailed blog post on all of the tips that I'm going to be talking about today. I've also included some really handy YouTube videos to check out and some good book recommendations as well. And you can check out my book summaries on my website as well. So make sure you head on over to paulminers.com/5 for all of those great show notes. And while you're over on the website, don't forget to sign up to my completely free email course, my 7-day productivity plan. You will receive an email a day, once a day for 7 days, with great, easy to follow, actionable tips and tricks for improving your general productivity. And we'll cover things like time management, how to improve your energy and attention as well, and turn you into a Jedi Master of Productivity. And it's completely free. So head on over and sign up at paulminers.com/7 days. Okay, without further ado, let's get into the meat of today's show and discuss 16 tips for part-time entrepreneurs. Okay, tip number one is to start now. Now, this tip is more aimed at those people who are just at the stage where they're thinking about doing something on the side of their job. And if you are in this situation, I strongly encourage you to just start on some sort of idea as quickly as you can, because this journey, this challenge of building your side business is going to be really tough, and it's going to take a long time as well. You're going to have to be patient. And I encourage you to start as soon as you can so that you can begin this journey, because the sooner you start, the sooner you can kind of get down that track, the sooner you can learn and grow your business and reach some level of success that you are after. And one of the things I recommend to people is, if you're not quite sure what you want to do as a side business, and this is more aimed at people who are looking at creating an online business similar to what I'm doing, is to set up a website, a basic website. And this is pretty much how I started. I set up paulminers.com and I just started blogging about things that interested me. And not that I was expecting anyone to read it, but it's a great way of finding what you enjoy writing about, find your passion, experiment with different interests that you have. And then when you start to put these blog posts out into the world, you can gauge a sense of the kind of feedback you're getting from people? Like, is it helping people? Are people getting value from the content that you are producing? So just setting up a basic website and just starting to write about some of your interests, I feel, is a great way of just starting some sort of side business. And it can kind of very easily start to snowball from there once you discover that passion and once you discover what people are going to get value from. So tip number two is to create a strong vision of where you want to be. So as a part-time entrepreneur, as I mentioned, this journey is really tough. It's going to take a lot of patience. And in order to get through these kind of tougher times when you perhaps maybe you doubt what you're doing, you're not making as much progress as you want because you're battling all of these other commitments, it's really important to remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Remind yourself of this vision and remind yourself of where you want your business to be. And so I encourage people who sign up to my 7-day productivity plan to create these sorts of visions, these sorts of visual goals of what they want their business or what they want their life to look like. And it's going to serve as the motivation that gets you through these tough times. Step number three, expanding on this idea, is to share your vision to create a sense of accountability. So once you've got this vision in place, tell as many people as you can about it. Share it with your spouse, share it with your family, your friends, even your coworkers if you like. And what this does is when you share it with people, A, you become much better at communicating what it is that you're trying to achieve. You're able to articulate your business, you're able to articulate your ideas much better. And just by sharing it, you become, your message, your business becomes clearer, and it's going to come through in your writing and the ad copy that you produce and how you kind of sell your business. The second key advantage to this is that it creates a strong sense of accountability. So I share my vision and I tell people, this is what I'm going to do, this is my website, this is how I'm helping people. And they then make sure I'm actually ticking off these goals, and I work harder because I want to please them. I work harder because I want to stay true to my word. If I tell someone I'm going to do this thing, I want to stay true to my word and I don't want to let them down. And so my wife, Haley, I'm always telling her, these are my plans for the next few months or the weeks that I'm working on my website. And I tell her what I'm going to do and she will hold me accountable. And it's a great way for part-time entrepreneurs to sustain some momentum and sustain motivation as you're building this side business. Tip number four is to utilize the morning before you go to work. Now, if you've read my blog before, you'll know that I'm a big fan of getting up early. And the reason I like getting up early is because, well, often when you work a full day job and you get home at the end of the day, you know, you're tired, you've just spent maybe 8 or 9 hours working, you're lacking some of that mental energy that you need to really work effectively on your business. And it can be really hard coming home and then continuing to work on this side business. So I choose to instead work before I even go to my day job. So I set my alarm for about 4:45. I get up and make a quick coffee, and then I work from about 5 till 6 in the morning. And it's a great time of day. It's one of my favorite times of day. I find I'm very productive at this time because there are no distractions. I wake up with a fresh brain and I can just focus on the really important things that I want to focus on. And so if you're not a morning person, just start by setting your alarm even just half an hour earlier and just getting up and getting used to getting up a bit earlier to spend some time on your side business. Step number five is to plan your week ahead of time. So this one's pretty easy, and it's a really great, simple, easy to do tip that is going to pay huge dividends. And so what I suggest you do is on a Sunday evening, think about the one or two key things that you'd like to achieve in the next week, and then start scheduling blocks of time before and after your day job for working on these few things. And it's important to get everything into your calendar. So block out the time you're at work, block out maybe the time of day that you're going to the gym, social events, other appointments that you've got on. Put absolutely all of your commitments into your calendar, and then you can fit blocks of time to work on your day job around all of these other commitments. And it's a flexible system as well. If other things come up or you need to move appointments around, you absolutely can do that. But blocking schedules of time in your calendar ahead of time is a great way of working out Am I allocating enough time this coming week to achieve these one or two things that I'd like to do? You can actually see it in your calendar, and you can look at how many blocks of time you've set up and then go, yeah, cool, I'm confident that I can achieve these things in that amount of time. So it's a very quick and easy tip that I encourage every part-time entrepreneur, in fact, every entrepreneur to do, but especially useful for part-time entrepreneurs as you're balancing all of these other responsibilities and you're juggling all of these balls at once. Okay, tip number six now is to plan to succeed and don't try and do too much. Now, this is a trap that I've often fallen into where I'm planning my week on that Sunday evening, and I try and cram too much into the next week, and then I perhaps get through my week and I'm like, oh, I feel really bad because I didn't achieve those four or five things that I wanted to this week. And I kind of feel like I failed. I feel like I haven't been productive. When in fact, I've produced some really good quality work, but I just haven't had enough time, or haven't made enough time to complete these other tasks as well. So instead, what I encourage you to do is plan to succeed by making sure you only commit to doing a couple of key things in the coming week. Don't try and take on too much. The other thing that happens when you try and do too many things is the quality of your work just goes down. And I've found this with myself as well. I try and rush through tasks because I'm going back to this to-do list and I see these things that I haven't yet completed. And so I'm rushing through my work so that I can tick them all off. And even when I am able to tick them all off, I kind of still have this guilt hanging over me because I feel like it isn't my best work. So instead, I encourage you to think about the really important things and be realistic with your time to make sure that you are allocating time to the things that really matter and you're not trying to cram too much into your week. Now, this leads me really nicely onto tip number seven, which is to work on high impact tasks. So what I mean by this is when you're planning your week ahead, you can only accomplish a couple of key things that week. So you've got to make sure you're focusing on and working on the tasks and jobs in your side business that really matter. Think about the things that are really going to make a difference. So forget, you know, trying to design a logo or all of these other, or printing business cards or all of these other little mediocre tasks that you think you need to do, and focus on the really high impact things that are really going to propel your business, really going to help accelerate that growth. Work on the stuff that really, really matters. Okay, tip number eight is to have fun and do what you believe in. Now, this is a principle that I've borrowed from one of my favorite entrepreneurs, Richard Branson, who is the CEO of the Virgin Group. And he just applies this principle to everything he does. He just wants to have fun and make sure that the businesses that he's creating and running bring him that enjoyment, bring him a sense of fun. And I think it's an absolutely vital principle for whatever it is that you're doing. As this, building this side business is going to be really challenging. You're going to doubt yourself at times. You know, you're going to find it really hard with, you know, you're going to make a lot of much slower progress compared to if you were working on this full time. So it's really important to make sure you enjoy what you do, because it's going to help motivate you. It's going to keep you focused. It's going to keep you moving forward through those tougher times. And so have fun. Do something you really believe in. Make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, you really believe that it's right, that it fits with you, it fits with your personal values and belief system, and that you're bringing a lot of value to your customers as well. Okay, tip number nine is to create a time budget for your side business and for your personal time as well. So what I mean by this is, now this is a tip. Tip number nine is to create a time budget for your side business and for your personal time as well. And the purpose of this tip is to really help you create a healthy balance between you and the time you're spending on your side business and all of the other responsibilities and your personal life as well. So if you divide up your time, obviously 40 hours a week, roughly, is going to be dedicated to your full-time job. And then if you take away the time you usually spend sleeping, that's going to be around sort of 30 to 40 hours as well, depending on how much sleep you get. So that's two-thirds of your time gone. And with the third of your time that you have left, you need to kind of allocate, well, how much do I want to spend on my side business? And how much am I going to have left over for my personal life as well, and for my friends and my family? So you might want to say, well, I'm going to spend 15 to 20 hours a week on building my side business. And so then when it comes time to planning your week and putting in those blocks of time in your calendar for the tasks that you want to complete, you can add up all that time and go, how am I tracking against my time budget? I've said I'm going to work 15 hours a week. I've only got 10 hours of time blocked in so far. So cool, I can add in 5 more hours. Maybe I can work on something else as well. And so by chunking your time like this and by allocating a budget, it's going to help you just retain a healthy balance between all of these different commitments that you've got in your life. Now then, tip number 10 is to be patient. As I said before, this journey, this challenge of building a side business is going to be tough. And because you're building it on the side and you're not quitting your job to build a business full time, it's going to take a lot longer building it on the side. So you're going to have to be patient. Even if you're being really productive with your time, it's still going to take a long time, and things always seem to take longer than what we expect. It's amazing with the goals and challenges that I set myself and the things I want to accomplish in my business. I say, okay, it's going to take maybe a month to get this product made or this couple of blog posts made, and it always seems to take longer. So just be patient and be realistic with your time as well. So what I'm doing now is generally if I think something's going to take a week or 2 weeks, just double it. Be safe rather than sorry. Whatever projections you make on the how much time something's going to take, just double whatever your estimate is. And that's going to help you kind of be a lot more realistic with your goals and how much time they're going to take to accomplish. Okay, tip number 11 is to be careful of the dip. Now, this is a principle discussed by Seth Godin in his book titled The Dip. Seth Godin is a very successful and famous entrepreneur, and he describes this concept as it's the time when the initial excitement and motivation of starting some new activity has worn off. So whether it's a business that you're creating, a skill that you're learning, a hobby, whatever it is that you're taking on, there's always this phase of initial excitement and motivation as you start this new thing. And then you start going, your progress of building this business, of learning this skill, whatever it is, your progress starts to decrease as you start to lose some of that motivation, as you start to lose some of that initial excitement. And this is often where a lot of people give up. They think, oh, I'm not making any more progress. My business isn't going anywhere. I really doubt myself. I really doubt what I'm doing. And they give up. And you've got to be careful of this because often this is just a dip and it's just temporary. You've got to push through it. And then soon you'll start to make real progress and you'll kind of reach that hockey stick growth and you'll start to really propel the progress of your business. So just be patient, as we said before, and be careful of this dip. Now then, a warning with this is make sure you're not sticking in a dip too long, when in fact a dip might be a chasm, i.e. it's not going to come back up, it's just going to continue to go down. So just be realistic with the business that you're building. Make sure that you are validating your idea, that whatever it is that you're doing is bringing value to your customers and you're building the right product that people will pay money for, or service, or whatever it is that you're doing. Make sure you're not staying in a dip when there's no hope of coming out, when it's actually a chasm. So just be careful, look for the warning signs, make sure you're going through the right validation process for making sure your idea is worthwhile as well. So just be careful of this dip. Now, tip number 12 is to not forget to sleep. It's very easy as a part-time entrepreneur to think, well, if I'm working during the day at my job, I'll just work all night on my side business. And you might make a lot of progress like this in the short term, you might get a lot done, but long term, I don't think this is very sustainable. I'm a much bigger fan of getting high quality sleep and sticking to a consistent sleep pattern so that I can retain a greater sense of energy throughout my day. And when I have more energy, I produce better quality work. Whereas if you're working all through the night and you're kind of really pushing through and lacking in energy, but continuing to work anyway, then that's when mistakes happen. That's when we make decisions that perhaps aren't the best for our business. And so I think it's much better to get quality sleep and then produce better quality outcomes during the day. And so I like to aim for about 7 to 7.5 hours during the week. I think that's a nice healthy amount and it works for me. And so just I strongly recommend you check out Sleep Smarter, which is a book by Sean Stevenson. And he writes about 21 proven tips for improving your sleep. And it's a great way of just working out how to create this nice, healthy sleep routine that's going to maintain your energy, maintain your motivation, and sustain, allow you to sustain much higher quality work throughout the day. Okay, tip number 13 is to cut out the non-essentials. So what I mean by this is, with your side business, there's always going to be new opportunities come up, or you're going to have lots of new ideas of things that you're going to want to work on. And it's very easy to let these new opportunities or ideas carry you away. When, in fact, these ideas that, you know, they seem exciting in the beginning, you just have this new idea, it's very exciting, they might not actually be the best thing for you to work on. And you might kind of execute on an idea or dedicate some time to some new opportunity, and then later you work out that perhaps it wasn't the best use of your time. So I encourage you to just cut out the non-essentials. It's getting back to this idea of focusing on high impact tasks, i.e. the tasks that really matter, the tasks that are really going to propel your business forward. The other way I like to cut out non-essentials is just be really disciplined with your time. You know, I used to play on the PlayStation at home after work as a way of relaxing, and now it's like, you know what? PlayStation can wait. I want to spend time on my business. And you know what? Because I'm having fun with my business, I don't mind cutting out PlayStation from my life, because building my business and serving my audience and helping people is way more fun. Okay, tip number 14 is to hustle. Now, hustle and hustling is a piece of advice I've picked up from Gary Vaynerchuk, who is an online entrepreneur. And he is a big advocate of this idea of hustling, and he really encourages people to just work hard and put in just the hard work and long hours to build your business. And he kind of really supports this idea that in order to succeed, you just have to hustle, you have to be working hard, and just go all in with whatever it is that you're doing. And he'll tell you, he works like 18, 20 hours a day, and he gets up early and he goes home late, and he's going from meetings and all these different activities that he's working on to build his business. And while I do support this idea of hustling and working hard, I also want to strike this balance of making sure I'm spending enough time with my friends and family as well. And of course, I've got my job to balance on top of everything else. And so I've put this tip in here because I want to emphasize that yes, hustling is important, working hard is really important, and when it is kind of business time, when it is your time to work on your business, that you do work really hard, you go all in. But at the same time, we need to reach this healthy balance in the middle where we are not neglecting our families, not neglecting other areas of our personal lives that are important as well. So hustle, but reach that nice healthy balance at the same time. Okay, tip number 15 is to look after your health. And this is expanding on the idea of making sure you get enough sleep. And it's all about managing your energy. You know, time management's important, but even more important, arguably, is energy management. And with increased energy and a healthier lifestyle, you're going to be able to sustain a much higher quality of work throughout the day. You're going to make fewer mistakes, and the work that you do is just going to be better quality. And so look after your health, make sure you're getting regular exercise and eating healthily. I use a Fitbit and I use MyFitnessPal to track my health. And it's just a nice way of seeing, you know, how many steps am I doing throughout the day? Am I being active? It's a great reminder. Perhaps if I don't do enough steps, then maybe I need to get out and be a bit more active. And yeah, MyFitnessPal, it's a great way of tracking the food that I'm eating. Am I sort of gorging on too many sweet treats, or do I need to eat more kind of healthier meals? And this is just a great way of making sure, these are great reminders that we need to manage our energy. And with better energy management comes better quality results, comes more progress in our side business. And the other thing to mention here, of course, is that when you're doing all of these things, when you've got all of these responsibilities on the go at once, it's very easy to kind of get overwhelmed and to kind of reach that point of burnout, which so many of us talk about or have experienced. And by looking after your health and managing your energy effectively, you can push through burnout, or you can avoid burnout altogether. Okay, tip number 16, our final tip, is to create a winning mindset. And this is an idea I've borrowed from a book I recently read called The Magic of Thinking Big. And it's all about this idea of just thinking positively, in thinking big and really believing in yourself and what it is that you're doing. And so, as I've mentioned numerous times now, building this side business, it's tough. It's going to take a long time. You're going to have to be patient. It's going to be a challenge. You're going to doubt yourself. You are going to want to give up. These are all things that I have felt, and I'm sure many of you have experienced as well. But what the magic of thinking big teaches us is that so much power, internal power, comes from just believing in ourselves, comes from really knowing that we can succeed. In talking to yourself positively and surrounding yourself by big ideas and big people and just positive emotion. And so that's tip number 16, is create a winning mindset. And I strongly encourage you to check out The Magic of Thinking Big or check out my book summary on the book at paulmeiners.com. So that's it. That concludes my 16 productivity tips for part-time entrepreneurs. If you're building a side business and have any more tips, then please let me know. Head on over to paulmeiners.com/5 and leave me a comment. I'd love to hear more about your story, the challenges you're facing, and the productivity tips you've come up with that help you kind of push through these tough times and make sure that you're making awesome progress in your side business. And one final comment, of course, is if you are in this situation, if you are building a side business, then I applaud you because it's really tough. And if you are taking steps to build a side business while working a full-time job, then you are an amazing person. Like, you just are an awesome person, because so many people who work day jobs talk about things they'd like to do. They talk about maybe the business they'd like to own one day, and they expect it to just fall in their lap. But the fact that you are actually doing something, you are taking action to build a business, to build the future that you want, is commendable. So keep it up. Reach out to me if you ever have any questions or comments. I'd love to connect with you. So head on over to Twitter and you can tweet me at Paul Meiners or drop me an email via my website. So thanks very much again for tuning into today's episode of The Productivity Show. All the show notes for today's episode are up at paulmeiners.com/5, where you can go through each of my tips. I've got a couple of YouTube videos to check out and some book summaries that I'm sure you will find of use as well. Now, until next time, stay awesome, work hard, hustle, have a productive day, and I will catch you next time on The Productivity Show.